saying my grandpa, my dad's dad, worked there, drove for Canada for 30-some years. It's definitely a good place to work. They will overwork you if you let them, from what I've gathered. But my coworker's son has worked there for a while now. But my grandpa worked there, my dad's dad, dressed up as Santa, drove the Canada bus every year. Jeff Lambright, guessing you don't know him. He's been passed away many years ago. I think retired a while before he passed away and such, but I think he was there for 30-plus years. But, Donnie Johnson, that's my coworker. That's her son. He's been there for a while now, but, yeah, they'll work him into the ground if he lets him. He picks up a bunch of different, like, shifts and stuff. And from what I've heard, it's a hard place to get into. I don't know if that's true or not, but it can be a hard player. You got to know somebody or whatever. You got to do that whole thing. But sounds like once you're in there, it's definitely if you can get in, when you get in, it's a good place to work. I mean, pay and benefits and stuff's good, I guess. If they run you into the ground working you, it's not as great. But, yeah, it sounds like Donnie will pick up shifts and works all the time. Just run them ragged. But he's letting them. You got to not let them do that, I guess, would be my thought. But, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I know Don really well. And you're absolutely right. You know, because you get stuck on a run, especially when you're doing protection, you can work 16 hours. So you try to make sure that you don't get overworked, but the pay is really well good. We're at $38 and some change right now on this new contract. So by the time you add 50 hours, I try to not work over 50 hours, so I take a bid run. Right now I think I'm working like 48 hours a week. So, but, yeah, if you like money and you like to, you don't mind working the overtime, it pays real well and good benefits. And it's not as hard to get into anymore as what it used to be because they're struggling for drivers. So I encourage people, go apply. They'll pay you, they start you out at like 18 bucks an hour. And in within your first 90 days, you'll be up to 25. And then it just keeps going up from there. So it is good pay. Tops out at, and you hit top pay within 2 years. It takes you 2 years to get up to top pay. The downfall is you can work a lot of hours. But the downfall is when you want to take the vacation time that you've earned, it's like pulling teeth almost sometimes. So that's why a lot of people use their sick days. If they can't get the day off that they are targeting for, they call in sick. And so we get 9 paid sick days and 9 unpaid sick days. So it's got a lot of good perks to it, that's for sure. Just don't let them work you all the overtime. You can take a bid run that sets you right at 40 hours. There's bid runs out there that you bid on it, and it's straight 40 hours. So you just got to, play the game. It ain't YQJ.